out with somebody, just thought to yourself, gosh, this person's a phony.
Yep.
Yep. You just get a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's a feeling. They love to say things, or they'll say like, well, just to play devil's advocate.
Oh.
And it's like, if somebody
What if they
is,
don't say it, but they always play devil's advocate?
Well, that is annoying.
Yes, because I know your husband does that.
He does it sometimes.
He's not phony.
But that why is that phony? You're just trying to say, I don't. This because, is when I say this, like, I don't necessarily believe this. I'm just trying to say, would they say this so we can be prepared if they said this?
I think if they're using the phrase often, just to play devil's advocate, it's that they're not listening to your side.
No, they're not. Okay, I see what you're saying.
They just want to present the other side of it because it's like, well, I can think bigger. You're making a big deal out of this. And it's not really that big of a deal. You should be thinking about their side of it.
What
about, they use it a lot.
Yeah, I see that. What about phony, and I think this person doesn't apply to this person anymore so far, but when you leave the room and you know they're talking trash about you, but they're nice to you in your face, and their name's Katie.
You know, you got a lot of nerve.
I just want to see your reaction.
You got it.
You ain't doing it this year.
Yeah, huh?
You ain't doing it this
year. That's because in all the wrong ways, I have always been accused of being the one who talks the most, who is the most gossipy.
You don't talk, no, not talk the most.
Josie.
Every single person on this show, minus Matt.
Yeah, Matt stays out of it.
Are the most gossipy human beings on the face of the planet.
You talk the most, but I think if you made a change, then you're certainly thinking the most about the gossip.
What?
Like what Jared just said.
No, I think I used to feel when I left the room like, Katie's going to talk trash about when I left. And maybe
who was I talking to? Jason gets up every break too, and then I just sit here by myself.
That's probably to yourself. You're like, I hate that.
I hate that guy. That doesn't count as talking trash to myself.
I think that's been the standard for over a decade now that most people feel when we leave the room that Katie is saying something negative about them.
When you started saying that out loud, I was like, that's clearly the perception. I just.
You don't do it now.
I don't.
I mean, I don't. If you do it, I don't feel it.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't.
So good for you.
Legit don't do it.
Yeah.
I don't.
I'll point it out just like Matt. I'll mark it down.
We know you ain't going to do that.
I mean, I'm going to start. Like,
per se.
Yeah, per se.
Per se is like every time you say it, like per se.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Per, okay. All right.
Let's say, I didn't go to the. You'll say, I didn't go out into the garage per se.
Yeah.
You're like, what? It doesn't even apply. Yeah. You either did or you didn't.
Is that a foreign car in your driveway? A per se? Right. Is that, I don't know what that is.
All right. Would that mean like I didn't actually go out into the garage, but it seemed like I went out into the garage?
No, it doesn't. It just doesn't work there. You'll say, I didn't order chicken tenders per se.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to learn about that whole meaning soon.
Let me do a deep dive into per se.
I didn't mean to make you self-conscious about
I'm
it. It's just...
I'm going
to
go on to ChatGPT for sure today and think of see if I've said per se correctly, incorrectly. How is it incorrect? What does it mean? How
can I say it differently? I don't think you've said it correctly once.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I just looked at Matt and pointed at him while y'all were talking.
Yeah.
And I think he thinks I'm going to slam him. I'm not. What was the thing I
used
to say?
What is with you and slamming everyone today?
Yes. Everyone.
What?
Slamming you?
For no reason. You just took a jab at me and I'm just sitting here delivering the news. I don't.
Okay.
I'm not, you did.
What happens? Are you upset?
I'm sorry. I'm going to start doing it to you.
You do it to me.
I
here comes
not.
The trash talk.
Oh. I do not.
What I was going to say, not to Matt, slamming myself. Mm. What was that thing you used to say? Was it twas? Was it?
Oh, I said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to
you
say
were
going to
say like that was.
That was.
You say,
yeah.
Twas.
Twas.
And y'all pointed out, and I was like, I don't say that. And I listen back, I'm like,
you do say that.
Yeah.
That's horrible. So now I'm like, that
was.
Yeah. Or just in general.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to use that sentence anymore.
You also say verse. You'll say Eagles verse Chiefs.
Oh, not versus.
But versus.
Yeah, and you also say.
You also say milk.
I noticed lately. No, I don't know what it is, but pay attention to this. By the way, I did the twas thing. That was me. I didn't know.
Oh, twas. Okay.
But you'll notice now, and I don't know if it gets on the air or not, depending on the mic, if it's on or not. You'll hear this. It's been happening for the last month. No offense.
What did I say?
He goes, Charity Katie. there is a little. What is that?
I've noticed that, and I'm like, if I was a listener and I almost think they think I'm bored. And I'm not.
No,
I'm
not like, bored. No. It's like you're streaming.
Yeah.
No, I'm like I'm trying to get the energy to, but it's not that.
Jaylen,
I've noticed I've done that.
Yeah.
We're talking about the intro when he intros us back.
Jared and Katie in the morning.
Jared and Katie in the morning.
I say it so much that I'm just like, Jared and Katie in the morning.
But you also do it right when you're eating and you don't realize it.
That's true.
I think you don't know that you're making that noise out loud.
That's the eating noise is crazy.
It's like this. You'll take getting ready to take a bite of a hot dog and you'll do it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, sure.
Per se.
Yeah.
And you'll eat the hot dog and then you'll go, And you have no clue that you've done it. Yeah. None.
Yeah. I think Heather, my first wife, pointed that out like 20 years ago. We were like newly married. I'm like, what?
And I had no clue that she pointed that out to you.
And then I'm like, oh, okay. And then I just never think about it. That's how much I love food. I have like a small O every time I eat.
Yeah.
I'm like, sick. All right.
Damn.
All right, well, that's the kind of day it's going to be, I see.
No, Katie, you know you're one of my best friends on Earth.
You just wait till later on we go over our Chinese zodiac signs and what they mean for us.
I know when you come up with topics, it's geared towards us.
When it's my week to schedule, I'm like, what can I do to put my point in there?
Yeah, you do admit that, right? Though you'll find stories like, this is about Jason, this one's more liked about Jared.
Yes.
And you do ones about you, of course.
We do. But if you don't know, Jared and I take every other week to, like, we're always collaborating. Like, it's
always,
never, collaborating. But every other week we switch, like, who's writing the schedule. And there are certain topics where I'm like, I'm not telling Jared on his week to schedule because I'm saving this for me. Yeah. And then I can present it however I want.
And the headline or the tease would be like, find out why people that have been divorced twice are insane and sociopaths and losers and no one likes them and how fat they are and bald. I'm like, that seems kind of directed towards one person.
I say what? It was in the news
today.
You're
like, what? It's like my Meghan Markle stuff. It was in the news.